A couple of years ago, a Long Island hedge fund billionaire named Robert Mercer and his family made a big bet to disrupt American politics and government. They bankrolled Breitbart News and ultimately the man who would become president, Donald Trump. Now the Mercers are using their immense resources in a battle closer to home, a stealth war to remake New York state government. Robert Lewis from WNYC in New York City reports.
Rain, no problem. Sleep, sounds good.
250 miles northwest of Trump Tower, the tiny town of Lincoln is nestled in a rural area of dairy farms with 2,000 residents and a sizable Amish population.
The destination is on your left, 6663 Bouillet Road.
Here, on 150 acres of otherwise pristine countryside, is the local landfill, part of Madison County's Agriculture and Renewable Energy Park.
That would have been tucked away right in here.
Sanitation Director Jim Zecca says officials proposed giving this land to a Canadian company for a facility to convert biosolids from water treatment plants into fertilizer. Just the kind of smelly government project that drives some conservatives crazy.
So after the solid waste was clean, it would have come here and they would have turned it into fertilizer.
They would do it in this facility.
But that was before this small local project turned into an unlikely battleground in a conservative billionaire's quest to stir up populist anger against government statewide through an increasingly vocal nonprofit called Reclaim New York. Darren Ball was the elected town supervisor in Lincoln when officials were considering the fertilizer project.
One of my relatives had called me and said, "Hey, did you check your mail yet?" And I said, "No, why?"
There was a glossy mailer that said, "This stinks," right above Ball's photo. It said the government wanted to use $8 million in taxpayer money to build the plant, a charge that turned out not to be true. The logo said the flyer was paid for by Reclaim New York. Reclaim formed in 2013. And markets itself as a nonpartisan good government group, educating New Yorkers on affordability, transparency, and education. But those who've been in their crosshairs, like Darren Ball, see another agenda.
There's a certain amount of frustration with government as a whole, and that may be more geared toward Albany than it is little Lincoln, New York. Maybe they just figured this was a good place to start to see what their success rate was and move up the ladder.
WNYC found Reclaim is increasingly positioned to disrupt New York politics in much the same way its right-wing backers disrupted national politics, by tapping into that frustration. And it was launched by some of the same people. Steve Bannon, former head of Breitbart News and Trump advisor, was a founding director of Reclaim New York. Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway was a founding director of a related lobbying unit called Reclaim New York Initiative, which has been spending $20,000 a month since last summer to push its agenda. Both groups are bankrolled by the family of Long Island billionaire Robert Mercer, including Reclaim's entire $1.25 million budget in 2015.
My name is Brandon Muir. I'm the executive director of Reclaim New York.
We're in Reclaim's Fifth Avenue offices, four floors above Cambridge Analytica, a Mercer-backed data firm accused of spreading fake news to help the Trump campaign.
I hope that all citizens have a healthy distrust of government. That was the foundation of our country.
One of their earliest projects is a giant online database of government spending from the ground up. The group says it has filed 2,500 records requests in jurisdictions across the state, including tiny villages and school districts, basically asking for the agency's checkbooks.
So this is our bills and claims closet. These are just the bills for this year.
Jim Goldstein is the elected supervisor in the town of Lebanon, down the road from Lincoln in Madison County. He got one of those requests. They store their records in Rubbermaid containers in a small closet at town hall.
I hate this machine. This is new. Hark. God save us. Here comes a coffee.
He says Reclaim is clearly trying to gain a political edge.
I mean, I'm familiar with Mr. Bannon's philosophy. I've read about it, where he basically just, he wants to blow everything up and tear it down. I'm not sure what he wants to replace it with, but clearly it's really strange that it would filter down to a local landfill project.
Ultimately, Goldstein says they told Reclaim to send someone to look through the old invoices. The group dropped it. And that's lucky for Lebanon, because Reclaim sued 11 local agencies for denying records requests or not complying quickly enough, and for legal fees. One Rockland County village pleaded with a judge to create what it called the Mercer Mercy Rule to protect the small community from having to pay the billionaire's nonprofit's legal bills. The judge agreed.
This is your government.
Reclaim is also holding workshops across the state, ostensibly to teach people how to file their own public records requests, but also to develop a cadre of local activists suspicious of their government. Reclaim's Facebook page advertised 10 workshops in 2016 and twice as many last year.
What can you request? Budgets, which we call expenditures.
Here's George Phillips, a former Republican congressional candidate who's one of Reclaim's five regional directors. He covers the southern tier.
Joe had mentioned he was really shocked, $220,000 a year towards union dues. But why else is this important? What else might we find, or what message are we sending by doing this?
This meeting was recorded by a Catskills resident, Joyce St. George. She's an unabashed lefty who started going to workshops to joust with presenters. She says she's been to 7 or 8.
Now, I have a very small government up here. If I have a question, I can call them. And that's how it really works in these rural towns. But what Reclaim is saying is don't even call them. You don't need to have a relationship with them because they're never going to tell you the truth. That's the insidiousness of it. That they're breeding this distrust.
Cambridge Analytica helped Reclaim expand its social media reach. The Facebook page has nearly 120,000 likes. Reclaim uses Facebook for live chats and to post highly produced videos like this.
Radical environmental interests are pressuring lawmakers to die.
And this, criticizing the renaming of the Tappan Zee Bridge after Governor Cuomo's father.
If the governor cared as much about the cost as he does about the bridge name, citizens might not be so mad.
Muir says Bannon and Conway are no longer involved. And Reclaim insists in press conferences, statements, videos, that they're nonpartisan. But opponents are not buying it. Michael Kink is executive director of the Strong Economy for All Coalition, which is largely funded by labor unions, a frequent target of Reclaim's. He says it's no coincidence much of Reclaim's organizing efforts have focused on Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and Southern Tier.
That's where control of the New York State Senate is going to be determined. That's where the hardest fought U.S. House races are going to be held. And if you have a combination of super detailed information from social media activism and in-person hellraising with your town halls and your field campaign, that's a recipe to turn out the angriest voters for the most extreme right-wing candidates.
Which may be why Reclaim responded in force after they got word of the proposed fertilizer plant from a concerned resident of Madison County. Lincoln is a largely Republican area, represented by Democrats in the state Senate and Assembly. Darren Ball, the former town supervisor, says the controversy got the town riled up.
Usually if we get four people to show up for a meeting, that's a lot. That night alone, I think there was over 100. There was people in the parking lot.
Ultimately, the Canadian company pulled out of the project. The fertilizer plant was never built. For WRVO News, I'm Robert Lewis in New York.